At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it. It's time for you to be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team and every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger.
Now. Here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
Not so fast, my friend. A tribute to the great Lee Corso, who called his last college game day this past weekend. But let's see if the Steelers are one of those teams that squeezes out the Chargers. Mike Tomlin puts his non-losing season streak on the line yet again with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback this time. Will that continue? Forget about the playoffs, forget about anything. Will Mike Tomlin's winning season streak continue? That's what we're worried about.
I don't think so. I think it ends. I'm not an Aaron Rodgers guy. Pat knows that from doing the podcast with me. I just don't think he's got anything left. And I thought the stats he put up late in the season.
Nothing left, Tony?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought the stats he put up last year at the end of the year were mostly empty calorie numbers against bad teams. He's 41 years old. In the history of the NFL, over 100 years, there's only one quarterback at that age to make the playoffs, and that's Tom Brady. And Aaron Rodgers has won more MVP awards than Brady, so I'm not taking that away from him. But I just don't believe he's as committed as Brady is to football. I think the only way you get it done at that age is if you eat, breathe, and sleep football. And I just don't think that Aaron Rodgers is wired that way. The other thing that hurts the Steelers is the schedule. If you look at the schedule, the odds makers have them as an underdog in 11 games. Now, I don't think they're going to go 6-11.
I like that, though. I like when the Steelers are underdog.
They're a favorite in week one on the road. I don't think they're going to lose 11 games, but it's the same problem they had last year where they ended the season on a 5-game losing streak. A lot of winnable games early and a ton of tough games late in the year. Both games with Baltimore, Buffalo, trip to Detroit late in the season. So I could see them getting off to a good start just like last year and the wheels falling off again, which is exactly what happened to the Steelers in 2024. So I got them at 7-10, Pat. I think the Mike Tomlin.
Wow.
I think the Mike Tomlin streak ends in 2025.
Nah. It don't end in 2025 just because of what Mike Tomlin has been winning with since Ben Roethlisberger. Like, for the most part, I don't even know how many quarterbacks he played with, but it has to be over 5. And he still managed to put his teams in position to win ball games. Now, if you get an Aaron Rodgers, what I'm hearing from Aaron Rodgers, he feels like, you know, him and Mike T are friends. You know what I mean? You know, they're cool. And one thing I do know about Mike Tomlin, he's a guy that understands how to separate the relationships. When it's time to work, it's time to work. So when you walk in that building, ain't no more of that friend crap. We trying to win these damn ball games. We going through these situations. We going through these moments that's going to arrive in this game to where we're going to be best equipped to be able to prevail through whatever moment or whatever situation that presents itself. So if Aaron is on board and there's nothing to do in Pittsburgh, so it's going to put him back right back in his mind when he was in Wisconsin. So No, he's going to be. He ain't going to have no choice but to eat, sleep, and breathe football, because that's what his head coach does. Eat, sleep, and breathe football. So I can see this being a rejuvenated season for Aaron Rodgers, because he has a hell of a defense. You know, this defense going to obviously keep him in ball games. And Aaron Rodgers is one of those quarterbacks that do not turn the ball over. And if it come down to, a last drive or putting his team in position to win, he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it. You know what I mean? So I just feel like if his mind is on football and winning and want to win for one of the greatest organizations, if not the greatest organization in the National Football League historically, why not do it now? So I feel like Aaron Rodgers is all in with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this would definitely not. I mean, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't want to have that on his watch, being probably. You know, one of the best quarterback resume wise, you know, four NFL MVPs, a Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, and you wind up coming here being the first quarterback to give me my first losing season. I don't think that'll sit well with him. So I don't see it happening.
I don't think anybody wants that on their resume. I don't think anybody wants that on their name, is to give Mike Tomlin his first losing season.
Hey, I tell you what, I damn sure ain't one of those minds.
Yeah, I know you did everything. Everything for them nine wins.
And I'm not even the damn quarterback. Yeah. I was like, man, I can't win a team to be the first team to coach MT have a losing record on there.
We're going to do everything for those nine wins for sure. If we get dialed in Aaron Rodgers, we could potentially see something special. We know he can do. A quarterback who's looking to put together something special, some people believe he can still do it, and that's Trevor Lawrence down there in Jacksonville. It's got to be now or never time for Trevor Lawrence, man. Such a lot of kind of upside and potential, and some say he's yet to realize it. So will he get the Jaguars back to the playoffs this season?
No. Plain and simple, no. And yeah, I like Trevor Lawrence. I love his, you know, his attributes. I love everything about him. I just feel like the team is young. They have a lot of talent, but you got a first-year head coach that's really implementing his offense right now. So it always seemed to take a while for a new head coach, when he implemented his offense, for the team to fully grasp it. And I think that's what's going to be the learning curve for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Trevor Lawrence don't have time for that. And I just don't see it, you know, turning around anytime soon. He may end up, you know, coming along late in the year, but I just don't see him, you know, getting a grasp of this offense early on. We haven't seen much of him in the preseason. That worries me. So I like Pony said earlier, I think there's a lot of boxes that needs to be checked, and it might be a little bit too many. With all of the circumstances that he's up against right now. So, no, I do not see this being a bounce back year for Trevor Lawrence.
But as you pointed out, you don't need a lot of boxes to check to win the AFC South.
Yeah, so, and they're not winning.
That's why I'm thinking that you win it. He only played 10 games last year. The 2 years, he's been there for four. He had Urban Meyer for 1 year. I throw that year out, his rookie year. And then last year, he wasn't good, but he only played 10 games. The two seasons in which he's played a full season, they won the AFC South, won a playoff game, and lost to Kansas City. And then the following year, they went 9-8 and missed the playoffs, but they still had a winning record. So the 2 years he starts and he's healthy, they're good. I mean, they're not great, but they're, you know, won the division one year. Yeah. I mean, they're a decent team.
Right.
You've got Brian Thomas Jr. there. You add Travis Hunter. So I like the weapons. We've gone over how much I like the head coach from an offensive play caller standpoint. They were 26th in scoring offense last year. I think they can get up to 15 or 16. And then six of their final nine games are against teams that missed the playoffs last year. So I don't think they're going to win anything crazy like 11 or 12 games, but I think they can win 9 or 10. I'm not going to write the obituary on Trevor Lawrence yet. I think he has a bounce back season this year, and Liam Cohen gets more out of him than Doug Peterson did.
I hope so. Just because I know Brian Thomas, he's a speedster. For me, Trevor needs more of a one of those possession receivers, one of those receivers that can get those first downs when we need them, like those 10-yard digs, those slants.
How about Travis?
He's not doing that. He's going to get broken up.
Yeah.
He's going to get broken up.
So then he's the running backs.
Pony Sturgeon for answer. I like it. I like when Pony speaks optimism, man. I like it. We're looking for a Jaguars turnaround. Speaking of a turnaround, Mike Vrabel is up there in New England trying to right the ship for the Patriots. Our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook have them at 8.5 wins this season. Are you guys taking the over or the under for Patriot wins set at 8.5 this year?
I mean, that's high for a team that won 4 games last year, and for good reason, because they've got the easiest schedule in football and they in the AFC, and they've massively upgraded to their coaching staff. No offense to Antonio Pierce, but he's not Mike Vrabel, who won the coach of the year in Tennessee and had Ryan Tannehill in an AFC championship game. And Josh McDaniels is terrible as a head coach, but he is a quality offensive coordinator. There are guys that are assistants and head coaches, and he lands squarely, firmly in the assistant category, but we know he's good at that job. They have only 4 playoff teams from last year on the schedule. The 3 outside the division are the Bucks, Ravens, and Steelers. The Steelers are at home, and we'll see what the Bucks are this year. And I just keep coming back to what I saw from Drake May at the end of the year. He went into Buffalo in December and was 22 of 36 in that game for 261 and 2 touchdowns. He had them beat. If the defense didn't fold for him, he would have gone into Buffalo and single-handedly beat that team late in the season. So I thought that was his coming out party game. And I think with better coaching, better protection, some better weapons like Travion Henderson, and Campbell, the left tackle there from LSU. I think the Patriots are going to go and win 9 games this year. I'm taking the over on them.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over as well. I like the Mike Vrabel hire. I love the Stephon Diggs. I like what Jerry May was able to do in the back half of the season last year, and even what he was able to do in the preseason this year. Playing an extensive amount of time against the Minnesota Vikings. Love how he moved the pocket, moved around the pocket, throwing the ball on the run, showing off his accuracy. And we all know what Mike Vrabel is going to bring on the defensive side of the ball. You know, guys are going to be in position to compete. Guys are going to be in position to make plays. So they're going to be smart and not beat themselves. So, you know, having a former head coach of the year is a major upgrade for the New England Patriots. And they got one of their guys. They got one of their guys who understands the Patriots, the true Patriot way, because he was really there with Bill Belichick, you know. So, and you know, bringing back some of those guys like Josh, who is an awesome, for some odd reason, an awesome play caller, but an awful head coach. Just don't know how that seems to be working out for him. But, you know, now he's back in his comfort zone by calling plays in Boston. We know his history there with Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and those great New England teams back in the early and the late 2000s. So I really like the Patriots to be in the playoffs and hit that over 8.5 wins this year.
Sometimes it's easier just to focus on one thing to try to focus on a bunch of things. So Josh McDaniels, I get it. I get it. So we're taking the over for the Patriots. Let's see if we take the over for this next team, the Indianapolis Colts, who are letting it ride with Daniel Jones as their starting quarterback this season. But are we headed for double-digit losses in Indy? Not double-digit wins. Are we headed for double-digit losses in Indy with the decision of starting Daniel Jones?
I tell you what, looking at that preseason, it looks like it. You know, I know Daniel Jones was the better quarterback who won that quarterback battle. But, you know, unless, you know, Shane in the offense is going to be able to show us something different, I think they're going to be a 6-11, maybe 7-10 team. So they definitely qualify for that double-digit lose team. So if it's an under – yes, they're going to hit the under. If it's if they're going to win, are they going to lose more than double? Are they going to be a double-digit lose team? Yes, as well. because Daniel Jones, he hit in his time being a starting quarterback in his league, he made the playoffs once, if I'm not mistaken, Pony.
Yep, once. And,
yeah, even that year was a kind of like a Eli Manning type year where they had to kind of get it going late in the year. So I don't see that magic happening here, although they are in the weakest division for in the last 5 years in football. Again, yes, I see this heading towards a double-digit lose season for the Indianapolis Colts. Well, and I don't even know their schedule, so Pony's going to tell me their schedule right now. What's the strength of their schedule?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to shock both of you guys. I'm not even going to say double-digit loss season. I'm going to say double-digit win season for the Indianapolis Colts. They are my sleeper team in the AFC. Well, let's just go through their weapons here for a second. Jonathan Taylor last year had 1,400 yards in 14 games. 14 games, he went. That means he averaged over 100 yards a game. Okay, so you know they got to have a good offensive line for a running back to put up those numbers. They had Michael Pittman Jr., Alec Pierce, and Josh Downs all go for more than 800 yards receiving. And that was playing with Joe Flacco and Anthony Richardson. So they've got three legit receivers. They've got Tyler Warren now from Penn State. So they got a dude at tight end. And we know they've got a good offensive play caller. Steichen had a winning season with Gardner Minshew as the quarterback there. I think Daniel Jones, he's going to use him like Jalen Hurts in Philly. They're going to run him a ton. And I think Daniel Jones is going to win the NFL Comeback Player of the Year award. I think he is going to be the guy. Yep. I think he is going to be the guy that everybody gave up on and said couldn't get it done. And at the end of the day, Pat and I are going to be talking next year, and some team will have paid Daniel Jones between $30 and $40 million to be the.
So you see him being having a Sam Darnold type of year for, you know, for Daniel Jones.
I do.
I don't.
Let me make sure.
Sam Darnold 2.0.
Let me make sure we got the tally correct. A double-digit win season for the Colts. Comeback player of the year for Daniel Jones and a $30 million payday next year.
The trifecta.
If that hits, Pony, I will play the lottery next year if all three of those hit. I like the optimism, though. Many people in Indianapolis are very happy to hear you say that there is an upside for the Colts for sure. I'm not sure I see much of the upside for the Miami Dolphins, who really just have horrible vibes all summer, all training camp, all preseason. It hasn't been good. They play in a tougher division, too, in that AFC East. Do you see them finishing last in the AFC East, the AFC Conference? Are the Dolphins headed for purgatory here?
First of all, did you hear what Pony said a couple of weeks ago? Pony said they're going to be the worst team in the whole NFL. So, Pony, I'm going to let you segment.
Yeah, so you know where I'm going with this one. And, I mean, it continues to get worse. Tyreek Hill wasn't named a captain. He's been a captain every year there. So either the players decided to vote against him or they voted for him and Mike McDaniel said no because of what went on this offseason. I'm not going to say he won the election. I mean, either way, there's all kinds of bad blood still there fomenting between the team's best player that's left over and the head coach of the team. I mean, it's so bad right now that they're literally signing guys off the street to start. Rasul Douglas was brought in earlier this week. They're saying he's going to start week one against Indy at corner. He's practiced like twice. Darren Waller started a rap career and they brought him back to play tight end. They play. And how about this? I know you love this stuff, Pat. December games with the Dolphins. We know two. In December, they go to the Jets. Their December games, they go to the Jets. They go to Pittsburgh. They go to New England. They're losing all three of those games.
No doubt.
They're going to be a terrible team.